W3ICF repeater.
N3WZU testing connection to Echo Link. Anyone there to give me an audio report?
Sounding fine there in 3WZU, KP3JQ.
Alright, thank you, Scott. Got a couple more minutes before the net, so we'll talk with you a little bit later. N3WZU, listening?
N3ZU, I believe it was. This is November, or correction, Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee.
Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee something, I lost the tail end there. This is November 3, Whiskey Zulu Uniform. I'm coming in through the N3NO repeater in Prince Frederick, Maryland, connected to the Wash DC Echo Link node, over.
Okay, well, you're making it into the Annapolis repeater fine. This is Alpha Bravo 3, brand new call sign, just passed my extra exam the other day, and this is what I ended up with. So, we're right now on US 50 headed towards the Bay.
Okay, sounds good. Got a good copy on you there. Be safe on the road. And I'm going to stand by here. We only got a couple more nets before the, a couple more minutes before the net starts. I don't want to keep it tied up, but we'll be listening out for you on the net. N3WZU.
Okay, we're going to probably reach our QTH by then and won't be in the net, but that's great. Okay, Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee will be.
From control operator, Norway 3 Victor Bravo. Disband remote system. The link is connected. The link activated. On air.
And 3DVJ on the remote from Charlotte, North Carolina. Stand.
Hey, Jerry, why didn't you connect to Wash underscore DC? It's node 6154. I mean, you can where you are, but just figured I'd let you know. Get more bandwidth there. KB3JQQ.
Now, Echo Link is giving me a fit through the company router here, so I'll just come back up through the remote RF-wise here.
All right, well, you make it. My Android says 2000, so I'm going to stand by. There's Marty now. KB3JQQ.
Okay, I'm hoping my audio is okay. I didn't actually do an audio check, so I hope you can hear me.
Sounds good here, Marty.
All right, very good, folks. Good evening to all. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland Section Manager, and I welcome you to the third Friday of the month of April, the 16th, here at 8 p.m. local time for the Section EchoLink Net. We've got a full list of things to go over, and maybe some new hams will meet. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. I know that it's been a real thrill to hear and see a lot of the clubs lately I've been visiting, and I think we have Southern Maryland also joining us this evening, so let's just make sure they're recognized. Take a break.
Marty, I don't see a lot of the other links hooked up tonight. KB3JQQ. John must not be around.
Okay, thanks for that. We'll still go through the list. We see if anyone's in or not. All right, there's Father Al. All right, first of all, month of April. We're mid-month at this point, and I know, it snowed not very long ago, and the weather today was in the low 60s or mid-60s. So, planning is also important, so let's keep in mind that although the weather may not be participating, certainly all of your plans for getting ready for field day needs to be well in place. You've only got a few months to go, and make sure that you get your clubs and your hams all organized for that activity coming up very, very soon. Also, the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club celebrating their 50th anniversary as a club. We'll cover that tonight. Also, remember that WinLink passwords are going to be required after the 15th. WinLink passwords. So if you haven't done that yet, please do that. Take a break. And I was at the D.C. Convention Center all day today. Wonderful activity going down there, the 2016 USA Science and Engineering Festival. It happens every 2 years, so... And here we are in the even year, so it'll be the 18th next time. But it's an entire building, over 700 booths down there, and we're down there too, okay? The league is down there with a booth set up, and tomorrow afternoon, the Boys and Girls Club of D.C. is going to talk to the space station. We'll talk about that tonight as well. Take a break. And a lot of things going on in the Aries world and emergency communication and preparedness. We're going to talk a little bit about the hospital nets. I don't see Jim Montgomery in here. Okay, so I'll cover that for him. And also some HamFest coming up, including some things happening nearby that doesn't happen here very often. So stick around, folks. We've got some things to talk about. We'll give it another break and let some more people check in. This is KB3MXM.
Here is November 3, Whiskey Zulu Uniform, west from Waldorf, Maryland, on the N3NO repeaters with
me. Okay, Whiskey Zulu Uniform, got you checked in. All right, stand by. I'm going to take a roster here in just a few moments. Let me remind everyone, now we found out just a little while ago, and Scott let us know that not a lot of the other repeaters are checked in with us this evening, so we might have some folks joining us via Echolink, but just a reminder, we have repeaters that are also connected to Echolink during our monthly meeting here, and you can find them in Annapolis on the KA2JAI repeater. And Calverton on the WB3GXW repeater, right here where you are now, they're on 147.22. We've got the Ocean City and Silver Spring systems, 440 systems that are linked in, repeaters from November 3 Hotel Foxtrot. Frederick, Mr. Phil out there, W3ICF always likes to see him on board here. We've also got stations from Southern Maryland. And W3SMR, K3CAL, and W3SMD. And sometimes we'll see W3GMR checked in and N3RO. Everyone take a break. I'll be right back.
F-A-R-G. Repeater.
Okay, those that are joining us via the Echolink application, remember you have the opportunity to chat down in the chat window if you're new to this. So if you see a ham on the list or you'd want to send something to someone who might be also on the application, and they'll be able to see it in the chat window. I'll try to look there often enough, but I'm no promises I may not miss it this evening, as it's been a rather long day, a 12, 14-hour day down there at D.C., so I'm running on extra energy here. All right, the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club celebrating their 50th anniversary. Their stage special event station, Kilo 5 Oscar. Try to make QSO with the station, and you will receive a commemorative QSO card. There's over 100 ARC members operating until Sunday, April the 17th. So please make an effort to try to find station Kilo 5 Oscar. I also mentioned the 2016 USA Science and Engineering Festival being held at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. That's 801 Mount Vernon Place. You can catch that from the Greenbelt Station here at the north end, where I've been doing it on the Green Line. You get off at the Mount Vernon Metro stop. When you walk up or take the escalator up, you are right there. You don't have to walk any further. You're already in the convention center. It runs, today was a sneak peek for teachers, educators, military families, dependents, and government employees, and other special guests. There were some folks there from Lockheed. Let's talk about the space program. Absolutely awesome. They've got a whole jet fighter sitting in that place. Down in the technology area, there's a whole jet fighter sitting on the floor. I don't know how they got it in there. And they've also got a little simulator thing going on, too. All right, they actually can park tanks in that building, actually on the second floor. It's a huge building, but it's got over 750 displays in there, from robotics to science, technology, engineering, and math programs. Just a few booths down, the Hershey Chocolate Factory brought in a chocolate factory machine. I think they're popping out Hershey Kisses right there. So everything from nitrogen ice cream to eating organic, you can find it all there at the center. Let's take a break. I'll be right back. All right, it runs on Saturday from 10 in the morning till 6 p.m. Sunday from 10 until 4. Easy to get to our booth, the ARL booth. Take this down. It's 1133-1133. And the Boys and Girls Club of D.C. is going to talk to the Space Station astronauts on Saturday at a little after 2 p.m. Be there early. They'll have the questions. It'll be at the NASA booth. And that booth is 6507, so come down and join us. All right, we've got some headquarters staff. Deborah came down from headquarters, and I expect to see some more also after the VHF conference, which we'll talk about here in just a moment. Stand by. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over. Let's see, is he still here, Mr. There he is. Okay. So W3YVQ, this is right down your alley here, sir. Now I have a segue before the HospitalNet information for just a few words about the WinLink password requirements. Can you fill us in on those details?
I have a bad connector on the microphone, I guess. Good evening, Marty, and all. There is a system for controlled access being implemented on the WinLink system to protect against unauthorized people getting into the system, which means that if you do not already have a password, you can go to your account on the winlink.org webpage and make sure that you have a password there. And once you have your password established, make sure that you install it in either AirMail or RMS Express according to the system message. That system message is also posted on the WinLink site. And failing to do that will mean that when you try to access a gateway to get to the CMS, you will not be allowed to pass your packets through. And we are, of course, using the radio email layer nationwide for emergency communication traffic. And that can handle regular emails to public internet addresses and other amateur station client addresses on the network, both on the same message with multiple addresses and multiple copies, and binary attachments so that you can attach the text content derived from an ICS form of any kind and send it along and catch the radio email. The NTSD is also handling the hybrid radiogram, which is the newest form of radiogram. In all respects, it's the same as the regular radiogram, except between the breaks, an email formatted text can be included, and that too could be the text contents of an ICS form. And that will pass through the NTSD system through normal routing procedures based on the batch file ST line at the top of a batch file message on NTSD, which routes by NTS state, and within various states, it's further refined by zip code. And of course, regular radiograms can be posted on NTSD on the three area hubs via radio email or direct. And or you can push them up through your liaisons from your local NTS affiliated net and to go through the normal net schedules around the country, including TCC transport. So considering all that superstructure, consider if you're operating a local ARIES group, and whether you're running Wi-Fi or FlexNet or any other kind of backbone system, including D-Star, if you're not connected to one of the principal national layers, you're really not on the network, and CERB agencies are looking to the NTS to provide that means of communication nationally when any domain of any size loses infrastructure. That's about enough tonight to segue to the HospitalNet, Marty. W3YVQ730.
I'm just letting everything reset. I'll be right back. All right, very good. Thank you very much, Father Al, for that. So if you don't have your AirMail client, if you don't have these things set up on your computer or your laptop, is a good time to do it. Field days coming, and also the summer season, so we go from blizzards to storms, and it's always good to be prepared, so this is the time to do it. And since they're going to require you to get a password in place, why not get it all done at one time? Thanks again. All right, we're going to transition now to the HospitalNet and what's going on there, as you know, or you may not know. So Wanda Montgomery is our is an assistant section manager, KA3AHI. And assistant section manager and the MDC section hospital ECOM program director there, coordinator. So keep in mind that Wanda's doing doing an absolutely banner job with her team getting hospitals connected to and operating with the flexibility for communications if necessary. One of the big problems with hospitals, it's okay because if they have generators, they usually do. They have staff, they usually do. Stand by, I'll take a break. But when they lose communications to the outside, I'm sure you heard about MedStar recently, okay? But when a hospital loses the ability to communicate outside or into its facility, its impact is far-reaching. If you had a calamity where the hospital needed to communicate, let's say, with a medical center somewhere else, or maybe a blood bank, or maybe they need to communicate with the incident or the scene without reliable phone communications, they would be relegated to using public or the private communication network, which doesn't extend much beyond the hospital range. So this is why it's very important that we practice this, and we've been doing this for a while. And on April 13th being this past Wednesday, was the Region 5 exercise from 9 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. Many counties participated. Over 20 hams participated. Excellent showing. I got some radio emails that I picked up on my airmail account while I was actually at work. I went, took lunch, and popped them right in there, and they were. So I was able to answer those, too. And a great showing across all county lines. So she wants to pass along a thank you to everyone who participated. Let's take a break.
B3JQQ.
Echo, link, repeater.
Open.
THIW3ICF, if you're available.
I'm sorry, this repeater's in use for a major net right now. No local traffic on it. W3ICF.
QS73.
All right, very good. Well done, well done. Look at that, handling multiple things at one time. Great job. Thanks a lot, Phil, for that. Okay, I'm going to go down the roster list, what I have so far. I'm sure we'll have some more check-in. And then after this, we're going to talk about the upcoming HamFests that are pending, that are coming up soon. And then we're going to move into some of the Aries things that have been going on. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on as far as national parks in the air. So let's go through our roster list. I know you're all waiting to check in and let me know that you're participating tonight. So let's start at the top of my list, and this is in only the order that I wrote it down in, so don't take any offense if it's not. Let's go to KA2JAI repeater system. Do we have anybody over there? And how about Mike? Are you on?
KA2JAI, good evening, Mark. KA3K.
KB3, November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
November 3, Victor Bravo, Japan, coming in through the remote from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good evening to everyone on the net. Good evening, Marty.
All right. Good evening, folks. That was pretty good. So far I've got 3K, KWT, Sierra Echo Oscar, and Victor Bravo, Juliet. So let's start at the top of the list. 3K, go ahead.
Good evening, all. WJ3K here. I've got nothing hot for you tonight. Planning to go over to Georgetown to the Delaware Convention tomorrow, see some friends in Delaware, and coordinate some APRS stuff if I can get the right people over there. That's all I have right now, WJ3.
All right, let's go to KA2JAI, Mr. Mike. You checked in with us. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, Marty. Not too much to report from me this time around. Hoping to get out to the big fest at Del Marva tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that in the VHF conference, too. Let's go down to Mr. Paul, KB3KWT. Go ahead.
Marty, I don't have anything. We'll cover it all.
Okay, sir, thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me down to see you folks. I've been visiting a couple hand clubs along the way and some Aries team meetings, so been very, very fortunate. Thank you very much. Southern Maryland's had me down, and I went down to the Calvert County Club, so... learning some new stuff. The clubs are doing great things down that way, too. Let's go to SEO. Sierra Echo Oscar, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty. N3SEO. Plans for a meeting next Saturday, not tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thanks. And make sure you get that information over to Jim so Jim Montgomery can send it, get it bubbled up to the top here. We can get it listed. All right. Let's go down to Mr. Jerry, N3VBJ, somewhere out there, as they say. Remember that? Somewhere out there? Was that like Midnight in the Desert or something, whatever that was called? That late night show at midnight if you had insomnia. Let's turn it over to Jerry, Victor Bravo Juliet.
Hey, Marty. Well, we're coming in via my remote system here from Charlotte, North Carolina, here at the ZMAX Red. We'll be hanging out with NHRA this weekend, and I just made a mental reminder I need to forward to you, Marty, the Skywarn open house event that's happening at Sterling on the 30th. I got to send the details on that and the upcoming classes. So got to remember how to write that thing. To take care of, you know. You'll hear the link identify as long as I'm connected here. I won't jump the call for it. So everybody have a great evening, and we'll be hanging out here in Charlotte. We got a little bit of a couple visitors here in the Racing Electronics trailer listening to the net here, wanting to know what's going on. So everybody keep up the good work. And 3VBJ on my remote from Charlotte, North Carolina. Back.
All right, Jerry. Well, you're listening to once a month we get together here in the Maryland area, Maryland, D.C., including sometimes visitors from other states and counties. We also have with us this evening and checks in on a regular basis. We have a station from Africa who records the net and uses the information to support what they do down there, so they kind of organize theirs as well. And we've also got repeaters, radio repeaters, tied into this EchoLink that you're hearing via this application all the way across to Jerry's trailer. So we have radio repeaters that you heard those gentlemen just a few moments ago check in, and they came in via RF into the system, and now they're into the EchoLink system. So a very robust system, can handle conference calls, conference links, and other repeaters checking in. So a very capable system, and hams use it not only for communications this way. The National Hurricane Center uses it, and also clubs use it as well. So there you go. That's the 30-second demo. All right, let's take a break, and I'm going to go down to the next set of on the list. After this break, why don't we hear from Ed, KB3WQI. Let's take a break, Ed, and then it's yours.
Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey, Quebec, India. Just want to wish everyone a good evening on the net, and try to get out and enjoy the weekend. I don't think it's going to rain, but you never know. Anyhow, with that, I'll say be careful, because 1 second of inattentiveness could be your very last. KB3WQI, back in that control.
Yeah, it's a good point. And the faster you go, the there's a inverse proportional calculation that goes with that, too. All right, thanks a lot, Ed. Appreciate it. Ed's coming from us from Pennsylvania, actually, just over the border via EchoLink. Let's go down to Kurt, WA3TOY. Go ahead, sir. All right, so we might have lost Kurt. Let's go down to WB3BW. I think that's the system. Is there anybody on that system this evening?
Okay, Marty. Yeah, I'm on that system there. That call sign is linked to the N3NO repeater in Southern Maryland. That's also linked to the W4GMF repeater in Montrose, Virginia, and the K4KTC, I believe it is, King George County repeater. I don't know why I can't remember that call sign, but anyway, this is N3WZU from Southern Maryland. Boy, what some beautiful weather we're having here. And I believe it's going to stay this way for a little while. Monday, they're talking close to 80 degrees. And very good. Thanks for running it. It's good to hear everybody on here tonight. So back to net, N3WZU.
W3ICF. Repeater.
Okay, repeaters get the reset, we get to move on. Thank you very much, appreciate the update. King George right across the river, Montrose right across the river, Potomac runs between here, Maryland and Virginia. So we've got some over the river communications going on, and those are linked RF repeaters, So anyone listening on their HT or on their base unit would easily be able to get in here. All right, let's go down to anyone else who might be connected in through the NO, the GMF, or the KTV King George. Do we have anybody there who would like to check in here on the third Friday MDC section echo link? Go ahead.
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Charlie India November, mobile on I-70 going west outside of Hagerstown, Maryland. I'm not sure if I'm on that repeater that you mentioned, sir.
Well, we're not sure either, but you definitely made it into the net. Thank you very much from your mobile just west of Baltimore, headed west. Route 70, for those that are listening, Route 70 runs west out of Baltimore. Matter of fact, 70 starts here and runs across the country. So thank you very much and checking in with your mobile. All right, do we have anybody else on any of those repeaters, Montrose, Virginia, or King George? If not, I'm going to move on.
W3ICF, a little bit of info.
All right, let's go over to W3ICF, Philip, who also runs a Lynx radio system into this repeater, into this echo link. Go ahead, Mr. Philip.
Yeah, I think the last gentleman came through us as well there. I'm not sure about that. Looked that way on my screen. But anyhow, this is W3ICF. A couple little items that may be of interest. Item number one, I don't know if any of the people out there are familiar with a place called Sugar Grove. It's out there about 30 miles away from the other satellite location there. It's on the market for sale, about 100 and some acres, a real large building. And I think they make the statement that it has a very large dish on it. And if you got 500 grand, you can get into the satellite business. So the only thing there is, I think it's still a quiet zone and will be till 2017 when they take out the Greenbank stuff as well, so I was told. So if anybody's interested in about 100 and some acres, a real large building, looks in good shape, a fishing lake and all, it's on the market for 500 grand if you're interested. And the other thing I wanted to mention, the West Virginia group down there is also going to be participating in the National Park activity there on May the 14th. And they will be setting up a field off the bottom of that 800-foot bridge that crosses the New River Gorge. And I think they have to drop the antenna down about 700 feet because the antenna has to be within 100 feet of the river. And that's right now the bridge is about 800 feet above the river. So interesting challenge. You may want to listen around there on the National Park activity there on May the 14th. That's only two things. I know they're not in Maryland, but West Virginia is still home, and I try to pass on anything I can from down that way. Back to you, Marty, W3ICF.
Yes, that's very interesting. And then down in the chat window, Father Al says, well, there you go. You can throw up your 160-meter rhombic. Well, on that much property, you can throw up a couple of 160-meter rhombics and do your earth, moon, earth bouncing with the dish down there. So you could both work. You could be done on the very – you could be on the top band and the low band or the high band, depending on how you look at it, all at the same time. And never have to talk to, you know, a repeater ever again. All right, very good. Thank you very much, Philip. Let's move down to N3YI. Do I say N3YI still there? Go ahead.
I don't have any traffic to report. I just wanted to say good evening to everyone and really enjoying your program tonight, Marty, and hope everyone has a nice evening and enjoy some of that 80-degree weather that Scott JQQ mentioned. 73 Saul, and thank you for letting me say hi. Back to net control. This is N3YI.
All right, very good. Let's move right along. Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, Mr. Chris, a few words for us here and those maybe listening, and tell us what's going on, too, with the Baltimore traffic net.
Well, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Nothing too much for my personal station tonight. We do want to welcome... We have a few new hams. Brendan was checked in here on the conference, KC3GWF. He may have dropped out, but if he's still listening, we'll welcome him. And he's one of our newest Baltimore TrafficNet members, so we're continuing to do quite well on the net, and appreciate everybody here on the conference who's with our net as well. So with that, thank you for everything you do for the section, Marty, and for all the other folks as well. AB3WG.
Okay, good. Very good, Chris. Thank you. The Baltimore TrafficNet is your local NTS net. It works VHF in the Central Maryland area on the Shawsville repeater 14533 each evening at 6:30. Come over and participate, listen in, and learn what's going on with the national traffic system from your HT or your VHF, and in some cases UHF radio. And let's move now down to the list. Let's see, K3AKE, Mr. Leon, do you have anything to add for us tonight? Or he might have dropped out. How about WB3GXW? Anyone there?
There is. Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel.
All right, let's go to Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Montgomery Amateur Radio Club's been doing a lot of work, believe it or not, preparing for several things at once. You already mentioned our 50th anniversary going on, and we're also getting a leg up on preparations for field day, because we've done a practice with the antenna equipment at our planned field day site, and we're doing some more of it as we go along. We're going to try an attempt to participate in the Ohio section's near vertical incident skywave test using some antennas that were in our field day kit that were built for that but haven't been used in 10 years, and see if they give us the performance we remember from 10 years ago. The thing that complicated matters back then was just after we had all our antennas up, because we were working on just the 24-hour rule, so we set up on Friday, a severe thunderstorm came through and completely demolished our four-square array and put a lot of the havoc into everything else. So we're going to go back to square one and try these antennas and see if they're going to be worth their freight. See what we get out of that. It picked up a road barrier from in front of our operating location and tossed it clean across the college campus we were located in to the other side of campus where the security found it. So that's all I have for you. BaxNet W3GDH.
ARG. Repeater.
And you know, that's an excellent reminder. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, and congratulations on your 50th anniversary as an amateur radio club. Quite a milestone and an achievement on your part. And yes, I wanted to mention that. And also the shakedown, the field day shakedown. It's always a good idea, field day shakedown. If you have a club, do it in the backyard. Go over to another's ham's. Sure, a ham wouldn't mind you setting up a 40-foot tower. But anyway, do your shakedown, because you don't want to be at field day or be, you know, ready to set up and find there's a part missing or a piece that doesn't work. So good point. And also a reminder, field day safety. I can't stress that enough. Field day safety. There's plenty of information on how to do it right, and we're good hams. We know what to do and what we shouldn't be doing. And don't let others do things they shouldn't do as well. I mean, tossing a line over, I know it sounds crazy, but using a nylon line to toss it over a local utility power line so they can then pull the antenna up, but they guarantee it won't touch the line because everything, well, first of all, don't get within 30 feet of power lines, okay? Rule number one, if you need to get in near power lines, refer to rule number one. So just be safe out there, okay? And thanks for, let me just recognize K3AKE, Mr. Leon. Thank you very much for joining us. He is working some local contacts, we'll say that. All right, moving down my list, I'm going to skip over Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo and move down to KC3GWF, Mr. Brendan. A few words if you're still here. N3WYG, and then I'm going to pick up NI2W after that. So let's go with WYG. How about a few words?
There you go. Now it'll work.
Good evening. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Melford in South Bowie. And good net tonight. Sounds great all around. Good volume all the way through. Even the fellows coming up from South Carolina are coming in very, very strong. So it's sounding good. I have nothing for the net tonight. I enjoy listening to it and just wait to see what happens later on. Marty, you're doing a grand job as per usual, and thank you for all the efforts that you and your crew put in. So with that, I'll say 73s. Pass it back to you. KB3MXN in the group. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford in Bowie.
Okay, Milford, thank you very much, and thank you for those kind words. Yes, great staff effort on every part. But, you know, the whole thing is that the hams that we talk to bring us the activities that are going on so we can share them with all the hams in the section. You know, did you know that right now there's 11,700 hams just in the Maryland, D.C. section? But there's only about 2,000 hams that get the section news via email. Why is that? I don't get it. Wouldn't you like that delivered once a month automatically to see what's happening? So if you haven't gotten the section news and you're not signed up for that, I would encourage you to do so. All right. We're going to move to NI2W, and then we're going to go to WA3TOI, Mr. Kurt. So go ahead, Mr. Butch, NI2W.
Good evening, Marty, and good evening to everyone else on the net. The earth station that W3ICF mentioned is the old AT&T Lennox station that was built as a backup to Edom once AT&T bought out, the satellite company that bought Edom. Anyway, I guess they're no longer have a need for that. I almost ended up in the satellite portion of the business in the 70s. Unfortunately, I did not go there. That's another story for another day. All is well up here in Smithsburg. Nothing much going on. I'm kind of busy. Got a little part-time contracting job, and between that and my wife having her knee replaced, it's been rather busy around here. But we'll get back to amateur radio here shortly. I'll say 73, and have a good evening. NI2W.
All right, everybody stand by. We're going to let all the repeaters reset, and then I'm going to go through the rest of the news, section news for this evening. So everyone stand by. This is KB3MXM Baltimore in Baltimore, or near Baltimore. And this is the Maryland Section Echolink third Friday of the month meeting. Stand by. All right, that should give everybody the reset. I'm going to go through the Hamfest calendar very quickly here. I'm going to move on to Aries and give you some statistics for the national traffic system so you know that we're still doing great stuff out there. And then I'm going to take the last round of anybody you haven't checked in. So that's going to be what we're going to do, and we're going to try to get that done in the next 15 minutes. So bear with me. Here we go. Upcoming Hamfest, the VHF Super Conference. Well, first time it's been in this side of the world. Being held out there at Dulles, Friday the 15th through Sunday the 17th. Everything VHF Plus. So if you get a chance this weekend to go out there and meet some of the folks out there, and if you're into VHF, that's the place to be. Also, the Greater Hagerstown Hamfest, Saturday, May the 7th. Before I get out of this month, let me mention the Delaware State Convention also this weekend, Saturday, April the 16th. Sussex Technical High School, Delaware, as gates open at 6 a.m. Expo starts at 7 a.m. Take a break. All right, the Greater Hagerstown Hamfest, Saturday, May 7th at the Washington, not Washington. I know some people like, you spelled it wrong. No, it's T-O-W-N. Washington County Agricultural Center. For more information, check the section news for locations and times and talk-in frequencies. The Memorial Day Hamfest. Yes, that's right. May's right around the corner. Sunday, May the 29th. Oh, I have 2014 in there. I'll have to fix that. Howard County Fairgrounds, you all know where that's at. Route 70 west of Baltimore or Route 70 east of Frederick. Easy to get to, big facility. You can see it as you're going down the expressway. The Memorial Day Hamfest. Don't forget to go out and give those guys some of your patronage and make sure you greet the vendors out there. The BARC, that's the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club Father's Day Ham Fest. Father's Day, Sunday night, the 19th of June, Arcadia Volunteer Fire Department. This is north of Reisterstown on Route 30. You'll know when you passed it because everybody will tell you you did. And like I said, don't forget that it's free entrance days to national parks, April 16th through the 24th, National Parks Week. And they're doing it several times this year. Remember to follow your national parks on-the-air guidance. Have fun and get some CUSOs. We're going to take a break and do the Aries Report. Stand by.
W3ICF. Echo. Link. Repeater.
Okay, my 10-minute egg timer must be slightly off because I almost interrupted ICF. All right, some Aries. Amateur Radio Emergency Services. Now, remember, these guys, these folks, these gals, and all those that coordinate this need your help, too. So if you're not an Aries member, you're interested in participating in emergency communications and support and be that force multiplier and umbrella communications capability when all else fails, this is the right group to get involved in right here. So right now, we've got a total of 550 Aries members within the section. And that has gone up slightly since last month. And keep in mind, too, that we're reporting from eight counties right now because we need some county representation in some of the counties. We've got the Central Maryland Regional Area needs a district emergency coordinator. If you're up for the job, this is perfect for you. Central Maryland runs between the Chesapeake Bay up to the mountains of the Appalachians there, so a couple counties in there. If you're interested in the district EEC, please let Jim Montgomery, WB3KAS, and the section manager, KB3MXM. Yours truly know that you're interested. Let's take a break. Okay, very good, Ed. Thank you. 73 he's checking out, KB3WQI. All right, let's see. What else is on the there was a total number of drills, test and training sessions last month, 25. Fantastic number, over 147 person hours involved. It's always important to report these numbers. These numbers go to the league, and that gives us the opportunity to show our participation and resources coming back in our direction. So our emergency section coordinator, Jim, WB3KAS, reports that it's an extremely important that the constituents hear what is going on related to ECOM. And if nothing more, tell us what meetings you're having and where are you, what are you doing and where what repeaters are you on. He'd like to hear from you as often as possible. Also, as I mentioned before, we need a candidate for the District Central Maryland region and also emergency coordinator candidates for Allegheny, Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, Somerset, and Worcester. Now, Worcester. So you need to realize this is the Eastern Shore, and most emergencies don't stop at the county line. So there's a possibility if you've got the bandwidth, you could get two counties right next to one another. Okay? What happens in one's going to happen in the other. Good. Let us know if you're interested. Let's take a break. I'll be right back. See, that wasn't very long. Wanda, KA38AHI, as I mentioned before, she continues to have the hospital net. But just recently, they had the Region 5 emergency hospital drill, and they had a great participation. But she also has a monthly net for hospital participants. So don't forget to check in with, that's the third, it's the Wednesday following the third Monday. I know you can't put it in Outlook that way, but you're just going to have to remember it. And that's next Wednesday, the 20th. So she has that on 80 meters, 3820. Check in with the hospital net folks down there and let Wanda know that you're interested and you're participating. All right? I'm not going to go through the rest of the county reports. Everyone's doing something very special. And you know, we've had some runs and some walks and some volunteer participation in some of those fundraisers. Continue to do that. Get out in the public and participate in all ways that you can possibly do that and make sure that you're communications equipment's working well. Very, very important. All right, let's take a break, and we're going to finish up with national traffic. If Mr. Al is still here, he is. He'll give us a quick summary of our statistics in the national traffic system, and then we're going to close with some information about happenings within the section manager level. Okay, so let's do that. W3YVQ, we'll do the section stuff on traffic. Go ahead, sir.
Very well, thanks, Marty. Well, the NTSD reported another banner month last month. 11,000 pieces of traffic were handled in the eastern area via the digital auto-forwarding tank door system that handles traffic across the country 24/7. Nothing like the numbers back in the 1920s, however. Reported in the Q&I newsletter, as there were 66,000 some odd radiograms handled in 1922. Well, if you add up all the NTSD monthly totals, we're probably doing better than that now, but most of that is practice traffic. So we strongly recommend that all of you take the opportunity to learn how to create radiograms and or radio email and communicate with your fellow amateurs around the country or relatives and loved ones, and you can easily insert your traffic into the MEPN at 6 p.m. on 3820, Baltimore Traffic Net at 6:30 on the 5.33 repeater in Shawlsville, north of Baltimore, which has a receive site all the way down in Annapolis as well, or MDD on CW at 7 and 10 o'clock in the evening. And radio email can be used as well, and of course that's available 24/7 break. And let's suppose I offered you a new software-hardware combination. It's a completely automatic email server, and you can set it up in your local area and access it on 2 meters or 450 or whatever kind of radio port you would like. We encourage considering 220, our most underutilized VHF band. And you can post a message on there for any number of other clients who frequent the same board and pick up the mail. When the internet fails, it's a completely automatic mail server, which means that as soon as the internet does fail, it automatically switches to its server function. And the SysOp can also make an HF backdoor connection from the software to WL2K gateways anywhere else in the country to get mail in and out of your domain. And it's free. That's a pretty nice package when you stop and think about it, and most of our folks are running RMS packet gateway stations around the country have not even yet turned on that function, which is enabled by installing the TriMode software to give you your HF option and setting the parameters for the gateway so that it will hold traffic for pickup by the clients when the internet fails. And likewise, WL2K is implementing a new hybrid HF system, which means that the HF gateways can forward traffic amongst themselves in case the internet fails everywhere, including other countries, so that mail can still propagate around via backdoor throughout the country to handle EMCOM traffic. Of course, you can always go peer-to-peer, which brings me to the last topic for the night. If any of you folks have ever participated in Mars, you know it's a modern thing to do on a Mars circuit to check into the voice net, and if you have traffic for another station, net control will tell you to send your traffic, and you fire up your digital mode, MK63 or whatever it might be using in that service, and send your traffic digitally, and then immediately report receiving it by voice when it's done. Well, we can't do that on the amateur bands because the data CW segments are set down in the CW block, but the voice and image blocks are separate, and you can't transmit data in the voice blocks. However, you can emulate the same kind of convenience by having a directed traffic net on voice or CW, and when stations check in, they can list radio email for a call sign, for example, or a town, And if there's an outlet present on the net control can order you to move to a frequency on which you can pass the traffic digitally. And you go down and do it and return to the net the same as if you were sent off frequency to handle a radiogram. It's as simple as that. And it's very effective during EMCOM time to operate that way since you don't clutter the net up passing the traffic itself. 7-3-all, a lot of things to do in amateur radio to have fun this year. Go to it, particularly high-speed CW on field day. And it's worth twice as much if you can do that. W3YIVQ, 7-3.
All right, Kurt. Thank you, Al. Let's turn it over to Kurt. I'm sorry, Kurt. I jumped ahead of myself there on my note sheet. Go ahead. WA3TOY.
Greetings. This is WA3TOY, Skywarn Coordinator for Anne Arundel County. I'm just curious as to whether the results have come out regarding the MEPN officer elections. I think they were supposed to come out today, the 15th. So I'm just curious if there was any results as far as that goes. If Father Al could answer that or somebody could answer that one. Other than that, good net so far, Marty, and keep up the good work. WA3TOY.
All right, we'll get to that. Thank you very much. Let me recognize, sorry, Jim, I forgot to bury down here on my list. WI3N, Mr. Jim, go ahead, sir.
Okay, good evening, Marty and the group. This is WI3N. Just a couple of things. One is that I participated in the hospital drill from Laurel Regional Hospital there the other morning and talked with Tom. In fact, I gave Tom Horn, got a couple of ventilators set aside for the Laurel Hospital. It was an interesting drill. It was a communications drill, basically. That was the main thrust of it, and it was pretty well done and well participated in, so that was very good. One of the things, speaking of the HF net for the hospitals, we had at the Laurel Amateur Radio Club meeting the other night, we checked into that at 7:30 via remote. One of the guys in the club had a remote station and his $80 tablet, and we checked in from there to the net, so that was kind of interesting for everybody to see and hear. Let me take a quick break. Tom, the division director, Tom W3TOM, appointed me as an assistant director, and I'm going to be working with the public service aspect of things, which is ARIES and bike-a-thons, marathons, that sort of thing. One of the things that I want to try to do is, number one, get all of the sections in the division to put together a 205, so we've got all their contact information, and hopefully down the road we'll be working towards doing some cross-border things for the SETs to make that a little more interesting and practical. Quick break. Finally, I would like to mention that if you go to the Motor Vehicle Administration website and you look at their bar, the drop-down bar, you'll find one that says services. If you click that services bar, it drops down and it'll tell you you can, you know, renew your license and that kind of stuff. But on the list of things there is emergency contact information. I'm putting this out for people to go there and put in emergency contact information for yourself and your loved ones, etc., whoever has driver's licenses. Because if something happens, the police will immediately run your license and or your tag number through the motor vehicle database and look for people to call to let them know you're having a problem. And I've had a lot of people say, well, I have a cell phone. They can just know. If the cell phone is crunched, they need that information. So I would suggest people do that. And that's it, Marty. Back to net. WI3N. Thank you.
All right. Very good. And also an excellent suggestion, Jim. That's a great suggestion for the Motor Vehicle Administration. You know, I have heard over the last probably 10 years, college students on their way home, scary situations here, College students on their way home driving their car. Parents had no idea they were on the road. They either got lost, or in one case, the gentleman's car went, you know, instead of across the bridge, went next to the bridge and was down in the river. They looked, he was missing for 3 days, or 2 days, and didn't know who to call. So, yeah, very good. Always have a plan, too. If you're going to leave, field day is another good one like that. I always make sure that those people that need to know where I'm at and when I should be there, I always have some check-ins. You'll hear from me at 6 in the evening. If not, you know, try to call my phone. But where I'm going to be, more or less. Okay? So always good to do that. You never know. And we'll get your work. We'll get this started on the 205 there for you, too, Jim. Thank you very much. All right. Is there anyone? I got to flip my page over. Is anyone we have not called tonight that would like to add some more to our net? Yeah, your call signs now. This is KB3MXM. This is the monthly MDC section net. Your call signs, please. All right, just in closing, a couple of reminders, as I said before. Don't forget to get your taxes done. Very important, by the 18th, midnight, Monday. Usually a 15th date, but because it celebrates the legal holiday, Emancipation Day, we moved it to the 18th. All right? And come down and join us at the Science Engineering Festival. I'll be down there both days with some other representatives. Looking forward to seeing you. Remember, 11:33 is the ARL booth, and they're going to be talking to the astronauts on Saturday afternoon. Field day's right around the corner, the 25th and the 26th of this year in June. So, you know, get your pins, your hats, your mugs, the stuff you're going to take with you. Start getting that put together. And as always, if you need any help, you know, get some help from your local clubs and your fellow hams. I've been visiting a lot of clubs lately. If you'd like me to come down and give you a little presentation about, you know, the section and what's going on, I'd be happy to do that. I've also given some radiogram training, National Traffic System. So if you're interested in that, let me know as well, and we'll get it off to the right people and get you some support. Everybody have a great evening. 7-3s to all. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next month. This is KB3MXM, MDC... Monthly EchoLink net is now closed. Good night.
W3YVQ, W832OY, still around, Al?
Yes, sir. I haven't heard anything from Scott yet. He may not have counted the votes yet.
Hi. Evening, guys. KB3JQQ.
Okay, Al. I was just curious. W832OY clear and going back to watching TV.
If I get anything tonight, I'll bring it to the net tomorrow night, and I suspect it shouldn't take too long, and I doubt there are going to be too many nay votes.
Question now, W3SF.
Oh, Phil, sure, go ahead.
You know, this automatic email server that you were talking about in the free package of stuff, how would that work with this mesh system that Keith is building across several states? Is there a possibility of an interconnection there for that package into the mesh? The mesh is just sitting there in standby most of the time. So just sort of curious. I'm not totally familiar with that email server package. Just, you know, you were talking about it, but to me it sounds like that would be a good application to have. Floating there in a standby mode on the on that mesh network using the microwave stuff across four or five states here.
Well, that's exactly what it's intended for, and it is otherwise known by the name RMS packet and RMS tri-mode, which is the HF equivalent. The RMS packet is a remote receive transmit site for the CMS on the WinLink 2000 system. There are almost 1,000 of them strewn all over the country. And when you connect to it via 2-meter or 450, for example, using standard packet, it passes your packets through to the CMS through its internet connection. And the CMS likewise corresponds back with your station and checking your packets directly. However, if the internet fails, that RMS packet gateway reverts to the automatic email server. In other words, it immediately senses the loss of CMS connection, and if the sysop is set the options properly, when you send a message, you will see that you're not getting a direct connection with the CMS, but your message gets held in the server's database. And if the client to whom it's addressed checks in, he will get his mail. In other words, the server will download it to him. And the same applies for other addressees on the messages, which can all have multiple addressees on them. Now, with that said, you can put one of those RMS Express gateway stations on any backbone, whether it's mesh or a FlexNet or an old FPAC or ROSE connected backbone. And when the station connects through DigiPeers or whatever, his last step is done in automatic handshaking mode and goes through the gateway to the CMS. And if the CMS cannot be reached by internet, the mail will be held. If it's going to a local client, it can be picked up on that same backbone. But if not, the SysOp can make an HF connection from that packet gateway station. And the HF connection he makes via backdoor will connect him to the rest of the WinLink network. That's standard fare for RMS packet gateway stations. They're already out there and they have that capability if the SysOp sets the options properly. So with things like mesh, which are maybe all TCP transports, the only issue you have to address is how the client software at the user end is going to pass through the mesh and connect to the RMS packet gateway. That can be done with something like the AGW packet engine, for example, where the connection is simply passed into a port on the gateway from the mesh network. Does that help clear it up a little bit, maybe?
Thank you very much, sir. I'll appreciate that descriptive there. I'm real dumb when it comes into the traffic and stuff like that, and I see all this effort and equipment and everything going into the mesh and the microwave stuff out there, and it's just from what I'm understanding, an awful lot of it is sitting idle waiting for the internet to fail. But I just like to see standby stuff being utilized to some point there as nothing more than a verification that the standby is good. So I'm going to talk to Keith about that. Incidentally, he's going to be at the FARC Radio Club meeting Monday night, giving the folks there that show up for the meeting an overview of where the mesh network stands and where it's going and what have you. So anybody in the Frederick area this Monday night would like to set in on that. I'm sure that that Brian and the other folks of the FARC would be most happy to have them join in there for the session. W3ICF.
Roger that, Phil. And mesh is a very powerful tool for setting up high-speed communications, in particularly in local areas, because you can use redundant node sites. You get a little $7 or $10 card, set up a mesh node, and between you and point B, where your traffic might need to go, you can establish more than one path. In other words, you can put a couple of other mesh sites or nodes in between and scatter them around. And what happens is that if any one of the nodes goes down for any reason in a given path, they automatically will find an alternate path through the other nodes and zigzag back and forth until it gets to the node that it's trying to reach by its address. So mesh is very powerful, but if you try to imagine building out something of that scale nationwide, the points of possible failure start to outweigh the advantages. So a very powerful tool is to fill your local domain with mesh that's redundant and survivable, and then somewhere on that network put one or two of these RMS packet gateway stations so that your clients can connect to those stations and send radio emails anywhere in the country. If the internet fails totally, they can still access that gateway station and leave mail for one another, except for mail going outside the area, and that's where the SysOps HF capability will connect you out to the rest of the world. And that's independent of whatever goes on the mesh side. So it's a very powerful combination of technologies. Over.
E3JQQ.
Kindly for giving me some insight into this. Leastways, I learned enough that I can ask maybe a better questions, you know, in the future. Thank you very much, and sit down with you one of these days and spend an hour or two just picking your brain. Thank you ever so much. With that, I'll get out of here and let the other people that have any questions for you or anyone else take it. W3ICF. Thanks a lot, Al.
You're most welcome, Phil, anytime. And I didn't mention the other side of the coin, which is the fact that the airmail client and RMS Express clients used on the radio email layer both have the capability of communicating peer-to-peer, which means if you had airmail hooked up to a packet radio, a TNC and a packet radio, or a TNC and an HF radio, you can make a direct connection to any other amateur with those clients. Limited only by the HF range or the packet range available to you. And they're doing that in Prince George's County with a Winlink 2000 client by going peer-to-peer directly station-to-station without using the network. And of course, if they wish, they can connect to a gateway and put mail on the system for anywhere in the country. So they have the best of both worlds, peer-to-peer being ideally survivable. But RMS packet gateways on your network are an invaluable resource in pulling all that off. We can talk more later. It takes a while to get your head wrapped around these things. It sure did for me, but after 10 years, this thing is deployed everywhere in the country now, so it's available to help you all out. Over.
Well, thank you kindly there, and I need to get to know more about all of that. I've just sort of stayed on the outside of the message handling for the most part, but I'm seeing mesh being an awful lot of work and everything put into it, and I'd like to see it really get a good utilization, because I know personally from being in restoration for many years, it's not a case if, it's a case of when. It's always going to happen, because 40 some years with AT&T, and I've seen every facility out there fail one way or another, and you better have your plans in effect before it happens, because during the middle of a failure is not a good time to start thinking about it. W3ICF, and thank you very much.
I do that. I couldn't agree with you more. And remember, when using radio email, you can allow the customer to enter his own emails into his laptop, and it is linked to an account of a WL2K client that's on scene. And the signals go out on packet or backdoor on HF, and it's all transparent to the user. So I joke to folks talking about implementing these radio email resources and say it's much better to let the customer make his own spelling mistakes.
Yeah, at my age and my visionary capability, people yell at me for using caps. They say you're shouting. I says, no, I'm looking for the errors that I make in typing. W3ICF.
That's right. Your radiogram only permits all caps. However, the hybrid radiogram can have a text with upper lower case and all the punctuation in it, as can attachments and the body text to radio email. So you talk to fellows who've been using radio email like we use in the National SET on radio email. You just sit there and type an email into the editor on the application. It's just like your email app, and you hit the send button and off it goes, and it propagates wherever it has to go and anywhere in the country and lands at that client's address when he checks for mail. And any customer can use that, since everybody in emergency management these days can drive an email application, hopefully if they're literate enough to type in the words or not. The guy on the other end is going to see whatever they put into it, and it's very convenient. And you can there's no limit to the number of stations that can participate simultaneously, so an EOC could talk to hundreds of clients strewn all over the place whenever they need to, and that includes NIMS, ICS, command sites. More later for you, Philip, anytime, and we can always come up here on EchoLink with a couple of fellows and have a chat if you like. 7-3.
Okay, well, somebody says I'm Dublin with KA2AJH. I'm connected. W3ICF is connected down to the conference bridge, but the W3ICF-R repeater, which carries my call, is connected into that up there also. But I'm not talking to the repeater other than quote going through the conference server down there. But I'll disconnect this so relieve whatever problems being encountered there. W3ICF.
Okay. Fine visit, Phil. Have a great week, and check in on their HF net if you like any time. You're welcome there as well, and we can talk to some of the folks around the section simultaneously or do it here on Echolink. And I'm also known to be very easily prodded into giving basic traffic handling tutorials on here for how to handle voice traffic over the air so that it can be copied accurately. That's the essence of the business. 73W3YVQ.
W3ICF clear. Sorry for any inconvenience I caused.
W3ICF. Echo. Link. Repeater.
And 3VBJ in Charlotte will be dropping the link.
73 Jerry. Zoom, zoom.
All right, Father Al, I promise I'll be down here safe playing with the 10,000 horsepower funny cars and dragsters this weekend. So a little bit of excitement. Instead of two, they run four at a time down here at the Z-Max track. So 40,000 horsepower launch.
Fantastic, Jerry. Imagine if we brought one of those things to field day, hooked up the generator to it. We could have a city of CW ops.
Be fun. Yep. I think there's two magnetos on those engines, and they're putting out about 400 amps. So the magnetos on those cars alone could power an HF station easily. All right, good evening to everyone, and we're going to shut the link down here and chase everybody out of the trailer.
73 Jerry, and hello Brendan, I see you back in here. And you probably very recently, before you got your ticket, never realized what you were getting into when you jumped into amateur radio, did you?
Evening, Father Al. Sorry, I had to drop off this net for a little bit, but I guess I caught the tail end of it. And no, you're right. I never knew what I was getting into fully. But I just jumped on in. I'm listening and learning. This is KC3GWF, and I'll be clear. 73 to all.
Okay, Brendan. And we've only been talking about traffic handling, but there's DXing and contesting and field day and sweepstakes and hunting for hidden transmitters, etc., etc. There's no end to fun in amateur radio, not to mention tinkering and building stuff on your own or making a 3 or 4 year career out of testing antennas for fun. And there's somebody around who can tell you about each one of those specialties if you're interested in any of them. 73W3YVQ.
And don't forget, we have fast scan amateur television to go with chasing DX paper. So, I mean, there's something for everybody in amateur radio. KB3JQQ.
And you're right, I didn't mention that, Scott. And consider a good mesh circuit. You can run a nice clean 4 megahertz full-time NTSC video channel on one of those guys.
I'm looking forward to trying to get the 1.2 gigahertz picture off of Tabco Towers that's retransmitting the ATV signal. Because then I'm going to feed it out over, what are we using? Confrendo. And then everyone can see a picture. Because right now our link is, it's coming from Laurel, and well, the signals are just a little too far away.
Have you heard anything back from the Goddard Club about downloaded ISS video to distribute to fellow amateurs?
I guess I can look into that, see what I can find.
And they weren't allowing it back in the, during the SDS era, but I think they may have had an ATV station aboard ISS. It may still be there, and if so, it may be capable of sending some nice pictures down. That's a lot of fun for a newcomer to see something like that pop up on his screen through a radio next to the computer. Neat stuff.
Well, I've heard reports that they have slow scan stuff up there right now, so they can always send a slow scan picture.
Roger. They may not be able to go full bandwidth because of the KU and the other wideband stuff on board. I'm getting a frequency approved for use on the ISS is worse than trying to put a stick up in the middle of an airport someplace and get approval for it.
Heck, I hear it's murder trying to get a frequency approved for the Super Bowl.
I think they stream that up their email pad so the guys on board can watch. See you on the next BTN, Scott, and thanks for all your help on that net as well. W3YBQ.
Okay. I figure since Fred was a little noisy that I would offer the folks a chance to jump out before the traffic got past. Hey, got a couple takers. So I guess that's something to try. Anything you got to do, right? Because I know if I was waiting to go and I knew traffic might be a bit to pass, I might be like, oh, gee. Okay, I'll catch you later, Al. KB3JQQ.
Make one up and take your frequency one night and pick it apart for you. I can do that without making you feel real bad.
All right, well, I guess I'll hear you tomorrow night at 18:30 hours local time. KB3JQQ.
It gets easier after the first 10,000 messages, but you got to strive to get there. W3YBQ, see ya. And same for you, Thomas, and I'm glad to hear you on our nets as well. 73 to you, 73YBQ.
73, Father Al.
And don't be shy. If you have questions, ask them on BTN, and somebody will be there who can answer them for you and help untangle the mysteries. 73YBQ, see ya.
And I'm usually sandbagger 330. I don't answer when people say listening. I just let them listen. KB3JQQ. But if you call, you never know who's going to answer.
See y'all tomorrow night. I've been gone since 4:30 here. So I'm due for some dinner. It's starting to become a very appealing idea. W3YBQ, good night.
I knew it was going to be a long evening here, several hours of between the BTN and this net, so I got home from work, took a quick shower, ate, and I was here on time. All right, I'll let you go. KB3JQQ. All right. See you, Alistair. By the way, all these nets are recorded with the text box and everything. They're on KB3JQQ.com. Just click on Section Wide Echo Link Nets, and you'll see them. KB3JQQ. Guess I need to hit the pound. KB3JQQ.